Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, depending on where you are joining me from. Hello, everyone. I'm not going to lie, that was not my best American accent. I've just woken up. But good morning, good evening, good afternoon, good day, wherever you are joining from. And apologies that my voice is a little bit hoarse today. I swear, ever since I went on this two-week holiday from the tour, so we've got a mini break and just before we go to Kingston to the Rose Theatre to finish off the tour of The Importance of Being Earnest, my voice has just given up. It's like, oh, okay, you can relax now. So here you go. You don't need this anymore. You've been using it a lot. So you just chill. And yeah, so my voice is kind of not as strong as it was. So I'm going to keep this one short today, but, I am in LA right now. I'm setting the scene for you. I'm in a place called Brentwood, which I don't know if you would have heard of, but it's nice. It's really, 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 really nice. It's really, the houses are beautiful. It's nice and green. It's almost Halloween, and Halloween seems to be a massive deal here in America. Which, you know, makes a lot of sense when I think about all the films that I've ever seen, reference Halloween, about Halloween. You know, it's a big deal. And yeah, I'm absolutely just loving walking around and just seeing this such novel thing of insane Halloween decorations. Like back home in London, obviously I've seen crazy Christmas lights. Like there are streets, certain streets in London or in the countryside, for example, where people go ham on their Christmas decorations. But here, I'm sure Christmas is a big thing too, but Halloween is nutso. Like these giant skulls and witches. And I saw a scarecrow the other day bent over with his trousers pulled down and he had two pumpkins in place of his butt cheeks. So if that doesn't give you an idea of where I am, I don't know what will. But yeah, I'm in Brentwood at the moment. I'm sleeping between Brentwood and WeHo, West Hollywood, which is like the LGBTQ district, I suppose, of Hollywood. It's like Soho. It's so fun. Really good energy. Lots of lovely places to eat and drink. And yeah, just a really cool area to kind of frequent. So I'm staying with a friend of mine who's from New York, actually. Originally we met at Strasbourg, but she's moved to LA, and so I'm here staying with her, and we're kind of between the two areas, and she's kind of showing me around. And yeah, it's been lovely. The sun is shining every single day. It was actually a bit nippy last night, which I was surprised at, but the sun has been shining every single day. The people are gorgeous. The energy is gorgeous. That's where I am. That's where I'm at. I'm halfway through my two-week break from the tour. So I'll be returning to London the day after this releases, which I'm sad about, but I'm also excited about because I'm looking forward to getting back and seeing my family and my friends and getting back to finishing off the tour at the Kingston Rose for the first 2 weeks of November. So yeah, lots going on and also nothing going on because, to be honest, I came here to fully relax. So that's where I am. Let's get into it. Again, not going to be a long one today. Just going to talk a bit about LA life and be on my merry way and send you on your merry way. So yeah, here we are. This is In the Room with Adele James. And here is the unfiltered version of my story. So the present moment, how am I doing right now? You know, I feel so relaxed. Like, so, so relaxed. I don't think I've felt this relaxed for such a long time. I feel like there's nothing in my head. That probably doesn't sound very positive, but it's, for me, it's like really important. You know, I've been away from home for 2 months and I've been working on a project for 3 months. And for 6 weeks of those 2 months, I have literally been moving every single week, pretty much 5 weeks, going from venue to venue every single week. And, you know, it's just, there was just so much in my head all the time because obviously the show is the top priority and you're constantly adjusting to new places. And, you know, it's like, oh, how far am I from such and such? And how do I get to here? And how am I going to eat? And what am I going to eat? And am I eating the right things? And it's just like, It was so intense in my head, I think, for such a long time. But you kind of get into a rhythm with that where you maybe don't realize that that's like, you know, you're tired, but you don't realize quite to the extent of what it is exactly that's going on for you. You're just kind of surviving. You're just kind of, you know, in the present, surviving that. And here I've come here with no expectation whatsoever, with an empty schedule and a list of things I kind of would like to do, but I'm not like crazy about doing. Like, I want to go to the beach. I want to go to the museum. I want to go to the observatory. There's a few things that I kind of want to see and do, but other than that, I really just want to hang out, spend some time with my friend who I haven't had the opportunity to see since before the pandemic started, catch up with a friend who, oh, you know him, Sam Benjamin, because he was on the podcast before, who moved here a year ago. So a Brit that's doing really the thing that I want to do. Eventually, I just want to chill out. And you know what I do? I feel so chilled out because I don't have to be anywhere. I can really just be on holiday. And I know a lot of people don't think of this as like a holiday destination, particularly British actors. They think of it as like, okay, you're going, so obviously you're going to have a meeting, or meetings, plural, creatively fill your kind of bucket in that way, in that American way. No, girl, I really just want to chill. And I have, and I'm really grateful that I've allowed myself that opportunity. I'm really grateful that I have had the opportunity to do that financially. Although I have to say, this is not a cheap place. So bear that in mind if you do want to come and visit LA for whatever reason, career or for pleasure. But yeah, in the present moment, I'm feeling really good. I'm feeling really positive. I'm really excited to come back and do the show, but I'm also not quite ready to come back and do the show yet. I know I've still got some more relaxing in me yet, and that feels like a really nice place to be. I'm able to enjoy what I'm in and enjoy that something else is coming, but I don't feel like I'm not present. I'm not wishing it away, and I'm not anxious about what's coming. You know, I'm still very much able to be in this moment, and that's lovely. And yeah, you know, there is something about this place that does make me just feel really happy and excited, and like things are possible. Even though I'm not doing anything to do with the industry, I think there's a quality of life here, for me at least, that I don't feel like I get in the same way back home. I think I get other things from the UK and from London specifically. But it's been a very interesting time being back here. I haven't been back here for 6 years, and I was here for very industry specific reasons the last time I came to LA, which was also the first time I came to LA. And I'm just enjoying this week so very much. So yeah, that's my present moment. Actors and non-actors alike, we are busy, busy people. So my coffee lovers, it is my great pleasure to tell you, coffee cup in hand, about the wonderful London Nootropics. London Nootropics make adaptogenic coffee blends that are designed to help you stay balanced and flow through your day. They give you all the benefits of regular coffee whilst minimizing the side effects such as jitters, anxiety and crashing that I often experience so much with regular coffee. Today, I'm having their Zen blend, the most balancing blend. It has ashwagandha, which is known to work on our adrenals to help balance our cortisol, minimizing side effects such as jitters and anxiety, which I get the worst from regular coffee. And it also has CBD. I love this blend. I absolutely love this blend. This is the kind of blend you can drink at 10 o'clock in the evening and go to sleep like a baby. You can find your flow and be your best self too with London Nootropics adaptogenic coffee, and you can do so with 15% off any order using the voucher code ADELEJ, that's ADELEJ, on londonnootropics.com exclusively. That's London NOOTROPICS.com. This is my absolute favorite and go-to coffee nowadays for such a busy lifestyle. I hope you guys enjoy. So with regards to my outtakes for this week's episode, I think I just want to talk about LA as a place one could potentially live, rather than LA as the kind of land of dreams industry hub that we all kind of know it to be, especially if you're an actor listening to this, which I assume most people are. I think, you know, the first time I came to LA 6 years ago, I thought it was going to be a place that I really didn't like. I still wanted to come here because I knew, even, you know, that early on, that it was a place that non-white actors do better in. And I wanted to see whether or not it was a place I could gel with. And I absolutely fell in love with it, but I did not in any way get a sense of what it would be like to live here. I really was just thrown into all the industry stuff and the tourist stuff. And I got a sense of what was possible for me as an actor. this time around, I've come here very much with the intention, as I said, of just enjoying it and seeing what it's like from the perspective of people who actually live here, have lived here for long enough to have a real sense of what the place is and who the people are and what the culture is, who both live in very different parts of LA. One lives in West Hollywood, one lives in Studio City, very different parts of LA, very different experiences for that reason. And I think the thing I'm just realizing more and more with every passing minute here is that yes, America has many, many problems, and I am not for a second going to sit here and deny that. Socioeconomically speaking, politically speaking, it is a very troubled place. But having said that, so is the UK, so is London, and I just really like it here. I really like it here. I think, at least on a surface level, people are so much friendlier and kinder and more generous. People actually speak to you, which is something you don't, I think when you're in the kind of rat race of being in a place like London, which is obviously where I'm from, you just get used to the fact that people don't really communicate with each other in like a healthy way when they don't know each other. And even like a lot of interactions I have with like service staff and, you know, sales assistants and things like that, they're so brief, but then they just don't leave a mark. And here I feel like every time I have an interaction with someone, it leaves a mark. And that's quite a special thing, for a Londoner or for someone from most parts of the UK, I would say. You know, up north, I noticed that people were generally a lot friendlier. There was generally a lot nicer vibe, like Liverpool, Newcastle, Leeds. I really enjoyed those places for what I experienced in that regard. But here it's like that times a bajillion. And I really like that. That makes me feel good. How genuine that is, I couldn't really speak to from a few days of being here. But on the first instance, at a surface level, it's just nice to have nice interactions in my day with human beings, especially after the few years that we've had with lockdown after lockdown after lockdown and paranoia and anxiety and all the rest of it, like, which is still really quite prevalent, actually. I still felt that a lot, especially being on tour, you know, having to really just protect the show at all costs in terms of like looking after your health and making healthy choices where you kind of can, and knowing that the numbers were rising in COVID cases in spite of everybody's best efforts to just kind of look after themselves, but also get on with their life and have that balance and live with COVID, I guess. So yeah, I feel that on the first, is something I've really enjoyed being around. The availability of human contact, I think, has been really, really pleasant to just be around. And the other thing is obviously the weather. It's the weather, you know? It's so nice. It's so nice to wake up every single day and there is a blue sky and the sun is shining and it's October. Yeah, it's the end of October as well. We're Halloween is around the corner and everybody wants you to know it. It's so beautiful to walk around in shorts or a light pair of trousers and a light jacket and not be rain. And I'm not saying it doesn't rain here. It doesn't rain frequently for sure. But the grey skies, they're doing something to me back home. I don't like it. I don't like it. It's not cute and it's not fun. But yeah, the sun and what that does to people, I think, is really important to take note of for me. I do feel like I was getting to a place where the change of weather was really starting to impact my mood. And I'm sure as I go back, it will impact me quite significantly because I've just spent a week in the sun. And last night I was cold. I was nippy. I was cold, as I was saying before, and that was surprising. But even still, to rectify that, I didn't need my big kind of quilt coat that comes down to my ankles. I can't walk in properly. I didn't need an umbrella or a scarf even. I just put on a light jacket and, you know, a pair of trousers and I was good. And that for me is a win. And you know, I think that those two things for me would improve my quality of life in a way that would make a massive, massive difference. And, you know, I've lived in another country before. I lived in New York for a brief spell when I was studying at the Strasbourg Institute for a semester. And I love New York. I've always felt like New York would be like a home away from home. And it was, because it does bear some resemblance to London, but it's a very different beast, I would say, to London. But the weather there, I went there in winter. And if you've not spent a winter in New York, you know, it's not for the faint-hearted. We're talking about like minus 16 degrees. We're talking about crazy, crazy inches of snow, like several inches of snow. We're talking, you know, you need thick boots, you need, or wellies, You need a thick, big, serious, like mountain coat, gloves, big scarf. And then, you know, you're doing that thing that I experience in London a lot where it's like, okay, it's freezing, so I'm going to dress for the freezing weather, but then I've got to get somewhere and I'm going to get hot on the way there. So then I'm too hot. And then I get there and I take my coat off and it's like nice and warm inside. And then I acclimatize to that. And then I go outside and it's like freezing again. You know, it's so confusing. So for me, like moving to another country, if I was ever thinking of doing that again, I think the weather honestly is a massive thing for me to consider, a massive thing for me to think about how that's going to impact my quality of life. And I have to say, LA, you're doing bits. Like, I know it gets hot, really hot in the summer, and I'm actually not great with like extreme heat, but it's not exactly a place you really do walk around that much. So aircon is your best friend here. And, you know, obviously when it gets hot, like muggy hot in London in the summer, for example, or the UK, when we're having those crazy heat waves, there is no aircon. There is no respite from it. And that for me is insufferable. Insufferable. To be in the heat and not be able to do anything about it, that is torture. So at least here there are things in place. People know how to deal with it. They deal with it on the regular. They are prepared for it. But I had a conversation with a guy the other day who is from North Carolina, and I've got a really good friend from North Carolina. Her and her family live there. And he was joking about how, he calls like family from other parts of America. And he's like, oh, yeah, of course it gets cold there. You just forget, like, oh, you guys have a winter. Like, it's always nice here. And you know what? I just see that for myself. I love that for me. And I'll be working on making that a reality for me. Oh, my love, before we go on, I just wanted to ask very quickly if you might be able to hit the like button, the subscribe button, the follow button, the rate button, whatever the platform allows for. 5 stars would be so awesome and a cheeky review, but whatever you think is fair is great too. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Sorry to kill the vibe. But yeah, you know, there's something about this place, and from a non-acting standpoint, from a just like, oh, would I ever enjoy living here kind of standpoint, I do think that LA has a lot to offer. I think if you are an actor who is interested in Hollywood and what is undoubtedly just a lot of opportunity here that I wouldn't say doesn't exist in the UK, but it's definitely more available here. Like, there's a lot more of it. A lot more stuff is made. There's more money. There's more people, etc., etc. If you are someone that's interested, I would really recommend coming in and actually just having a look around. If you know someone that lives here, even better. Like, get a sense of the place without the frills, you know, without the glitz and the kind of glamour. Although I actually have to say, if you've ever been to kind of central Hollywood, at least, it is not glittery and it is not glamorous. It's like any kind of major city town center. It's kind of dirty, a bit run down. But yeah, it's a really interesting and diverse place. And it does have a wonderful energy, but I would try and come and see it for what it is outside of the kind of idea of it and the idea of Hollywood. Because if you were ever to move here or to spend any significant amount of time working here, you would obviously be seeing a lot more than the studios that you're working in, or, you know, your apartment walls that you're using to do your self-tapes and whatever. So yeah, I'd really recommend coming and just getting a sense of and a flavor of the place and the different areas, because it is huge, and Uber and Lyft are the main ways of getting around if you don't have a car, which you pretty much need to have if you are going to be living in a place like Los Angeles, California. But yeah, I'm just really enjoying my time here. I do definitely want to move here one day. It's been on my mind for years. It's been something I've spoken about with my agent a lot over the years. And I actually feel like I might be coming to the place where I'm ready to start actioning that in some way. I'm not sure 100%. I need to have some conversations when I go home, in a few days' time, but yeah, it's definitely a place that has surprised me every time I've come here. I'm under no illusion that I would be, in essence, starting again as an actor, at least, because this industry is massive and I am of no significance, quite frankly, to anybody here, even with the kind of work that I've been able to do and the way that I feel like I've been able to crack into the industry back home. I would very much be a small fish in a very, very, very big pond here. But, you know, that's a challenge I would relish taking on, I think. But yeah, I did want to just mention how much I'm enjoying living here and how important it is to kind of consider that when you want to move anywhere. Like Canada has a great industry, parts of Canada, New York has a great industry, depending on what you want to do within the entertainment industry. There are parts of Europe that would be really beneficial to move to. Atlanta in the US also has a great industry. So there are lots of places that you could be thinking about moving if you don't want to live in the UK forever, or you want to branch out in some way, you feel ready to, or it's something you're looking at doing eventually. But I think it's always worth remembering that you've also got to live in that place. You've got to exist there. You might want to raise a family there. Your life is more than the job, right? And when you move somewhere and you're a new fish, a new small fish in a big pond that's already established, you know, if you're not moving there for a big job, for example, or because of a massive job, it's worth noting whether or not that is a place you can actually survive in and be happy in. And it's impossible to tell. And I always said this to people about New York. You think you know what something is, and then you actually don't until you've been there for, I would say, at least 5 weeks, and you have to really start surviving there and figuring stuff out. You start missing home properly, and, you know, all of that's going on. But I still think you can get a really good sense of a place by either frequenting it, so visiting it a lot, or visiting it a couple of times and trying not to do the tourist thing and trying to really get a sense of how local people might be living, and what they do and what's available to them, and talking to people about what their experience of living in that place is like. So we'll see. We'll see. That's where I'm at today. We'll see. And that's it today, really. I honestly don't have a lot to say. I'm just, rest is so important for me at the moment. Obviously my voice needs to heal, and my body is really enjoying just taking things so much slower. So I don't want to push myself to find a bunch of things to say that are a bit maybe arbitrary. And so my self-care intention for the next week will be to just continue resting my body and my voice, enjoying myself here in LA, and taking it easy when I get back home. I've not really scheduled anything in for the first couple of days that I'm back, because the jet lag will be finishing me. I need to just continue to spend time just being kind of easy with myself and resting and having a nice time and drinking lots of water. We're back on the water thing, guys. We really are. Drinking lots of water. I want to be in a really good, healthy place when I get back to the show in a week and a half, a week when you reach this podcast episode. And yeah, that's my self-care intention for this week. Rest. It's so important, and I was not getting a lot of it, so I need a lot of it right now. And I am embellishing that to no end, to no end. What about you? What's your self-care intention for the next week? What have you maybe been lacking or depriving yourself of or just craving? And how can you give that to yourself in bucket loads this week? Because I think we all deserve to have what we need at the bare minimum, let alone what we want, you know? And that's it from me. Short and sweet. Thank you so much for stopping by, for listening in. I hope you're having a wonderful week, and I hope you had a wonderful week, and I hope that you have a lovely week going forward. I hope it's full of joy and wonderful moments with loved ones and work and rest. And I look forward to seeing you here again this time next week for more adventure. I would have been back in London for a few days by then, so it'd be nice to talk about the contrast of having come back home after this time away, and looking forward to getting back into the show that coming Monday. So yeah, speak to you very soon. Until then, take the very best care, lots of love, and thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.